Okay. Talking head, he's looking into the screen, you know, really leaning forward and going seriously and saying then, you know what you could be looking into right now? The most formidable knowledge gathering tool you could ever dream of, or even more that you could dream of. Or, as the most stupefying tool that you have ever seen or haven't seen. And which one it is to you, it depends only on you. So you're speaking like that dramatic. And then it can go back and forth. I mean, you know what I mean is, seriously, I mean, there is so much knowledge available here online. You just need to find it, which means for searching for it, you can find it. Just takes a little effort, and there are better and better tools and maybe websites for finding just what you want to find in general, which would be a good search engine, actually. AI-based. Because now the problem is this, at least at this point, ChatGPT, they is not online, can't really find things. But once that happens, then we can really learn almost everything we want to learn online. If we choose to put our consciousness there. Or we can go on in that other stream over there, where you find all the bells and whistles and clowns and others telling us, come here and enjoy fun with us. This is visuals here. And there you have that stream of people just going, watching their screens, and like we see on that robot park bench drawing that I just shared on Facebook, something like that. Where you are actually, pardon me for saying it, at least sometimes, absorb with your mind and your senses in a completely meaningless, stream of pictures and text. Generally, people going blah blah to be heard or whatever. Sorry, but I think that's pretty much the fact. That this is largely, you know, you can be there too. And you get sucked into it because it's designed by smart marketing companies with great psychology scholars who know how to suck in your mind into the product of anyone who pays them enough to reveal it or to make it happen. You know, this kind of insidious work is going on behind the screen. It is. Wake up and see that. There are documentaries made about it. So you can go down that stream and take that ride round and round and generate, you know, in the big churning machine there, dollars, whatever. We can show that visuals too. And then we can zoom out. It's just the Earth planet there with that big machine going on. And you see that it has tentacles going out all over the world, sucking up resources everywhere. You choose. And I choose. We all just have to choose. And I would just say, very simply spoken and with some simple common sense logic, we have to choose between these two. Because a world populated by people, humans more stupid than cattle, and led by psychopaths and narcissist and whatever, who are as stupid, or maybe a little smarter enough to make money and power on all these others, but not more than that, then, you know, that's what we can expect as the destiny of this planet, at least the destiny of us as a species. Well, it sounds dramatic, but and I would like to say that I spoke to my sons about this the other day. My son, who agreed that we humans may even think we are much more powerful than we actually are. Even so powerful that we can destroy this entire planet. As some feared when they were going to do the first atom bomb explosion. But they did it anyway. Or with our other technology that disturbs the climate balance and all that stuff, which is, of course, a fact that we are doing. But the other fact, I think, is that this planet has seen far greater changes of climate. If you look historically at what they know from science, it's been really hot for long, long, long time sometimes, and it's been really cold at other times, far more than what we humans have experienced. So the planet can handle it. It is just we who can't, because we are probably the weakest link here on this planet when it all comes down to it. So many animals and plant species, they manage to survive anything, you know, ice ages. But, you know, we are not gods. We are not so big, after all. If you just go out a little bit in space, not even that far, even in an airplane, basically, we look like little germs. You can't even see us. So we, on planet Earth, we are like germs. Yeah. I remember once watching this theater on stage here in Stockholm, and it was Voltaire, I think. What's his name? Anyway, that now I'm just thinking about his you know what I mean. So, and I don't think it was included in the original script, but it began beautifully with dark room, and I will not try to visualize this. I think I should. And there were two voices, one from each side, because they saw a little white shining speck in the middle there. "What is this?" one of them said. And the other one, I said, "I don't know." And they were talking like that and getting closer. And they said, it's dust, no. Let's look closer. And they, first they thought it was just, you know, like we would see a little grain of sand or something. Yeah, there's something going on down there. You think there could be life there? And they were talking and they figured out that, yes, actually, if you got really close, there was some microscopic life there. Primitive, but anyway. And they were laughing a little. And then all of a sudden you are standing, I guess in Paris, at a square where there is a raised platform there, like, you know, speaker's corner platform, where a philosopher is standing up on it, on the sidewalk or whatever, on the square, and talking, raising his hands. This is like, I don't know, Greek philosopher, French philosopher, I don't remember. Style or looks. "And therefore we human beings are the greatest form of life in the universe, and we will one day master the universe." It's that kind of completely hubris human talk that you would hear, and I don't know if you still hear it from certain science pedestals. But then I think Age of Enlightenment, what do they call it, they were like that. I thought that was fun. And then of course that philosopher, we followed him through the play, and he, Candide his name is, the play, as far as I remember. And that philosopher, he died of syphilis or something after a while. Anyway,